So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the penultimate episode of the Odds On podcast. I am absolutely delighted. I used the word penultimate, right?
Yeah, crushed it.
I'm here with Davey Riley. I'm afraid Andrew couldn't make it this week, but this time he's in the country at least.
He's just in Cavan,
yeah.
Effectively being in a foreign country.
He left Melbourne for...
Sunny Cavan.
Ballydoyle or somewhere.
Ballyduff.
Ballyduff. Ballydoyle, whatever. Same type of thing. And we are in... we're up for our last round of games. The big finish.
Yeah.
Literally me and Stanley are the only thing that have anything to fight for.
He's have no idea what bet I'm putting on. This could be it.
Oh, that's right. So... just before we crack into this now, Davey, what is your total so far? It's like 80 or something.
I don't think it is even that.
Right, put it like this. I just caught Andrew on like 220.
I won a bet the first week, the second week, and then it's been 35 weeks of me going hungry.
Yeah, it's so I love it. It's a betting podcast. And you're like, oh, we got free right. It's because we keep
Rob is looking through his notes for the season, and
I think you've
so far back. It's not even. It's a different notebook.
I thought you had 70.
Yeah, let's go 70.
We'll go 70, right? You had 70. I had just caught Andrew at 220. I'm going to overtake him. Then Erin McGahey was on as a guest.
Fucked it for us.
She put on like a tenner onto Swansea or something. So Andrew is up 25 euro. So I have to catch him on the last day. Sorry, I said that. I just ruled your involvement out there, Davey. You're not going to catch anybody. You have to get a what? And 200. If he doesn't win, you have to get a bet that it's at least what? 20 to 1? 18 to 1?
Yeah, Grant, have it.
Have it. Nailed. Perfect.
In the bag.
Well, there we go. So, what do you think then of your season so far, Man United? How about this? Because we're going to do the wrap up. But Man United, are you happy with the way he just completely gave up on the league and went, I'll gamble it on the UEFA Cup final? You deserve, much like Liverpool last year, to lose that final, because I think it's the most negative, stupid thing you could do. For a top four team, for Manchester United to rest my couple of players for one game, like, shut up and play the fucking match.
Now, we lost to Arsenal and to Spurs.
Yeah, but right? you didn't, like, I was happy we beat you, but like, you was half-arsed.
We shouldn't have put ourselves in a position where that decision needed to be made. Like, that harks back to the start of the season. Like, United shouldn't find themselves in a position where they're like, fuck, we need Champions League football. We might not get it through the league. We'll get it through this.
Yeah, you still play your team to win. Like, it's incredible. I've never heard of... it's only Jose Mourinho would do that. Like, it's like...
but this is what I mean. Like,
how unfit does he think his players are? And if he had known this, why didn't he sort it out at Christmas and stuff like that?
This is what I mean. Like,
it's all Mourinho.
He'll be grand next year.
Yeah, I do think he'll be grand next year, but like, this year still, I think he's...
I think pre-Christmas, September, October. October was the fucking...
yeah.
I think we didn't score a goal in October. So
yeah.
Like, we fucked it then.
Like, I just... this year, like...
too many draws.
I think incredible. Yeah, they don't have firepower at all. They have Ibrahimovic to just hopefully score. That was it.
He put up a video on Instagram being like, ready for the final.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love his agent put out a report being like, oh, when the surgeon looked at Zlatan's knee, they said it was the best knee they'd ever seen, and they wanted to research it for science. And his surgeon came out being like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's done. That'd be great. No, that.
Like, I mean, I was going to tell him himself, but I mean, if you're bringing everything to the public, he's done.
Yeah.
He's had the leg off.
Apart from Pochettino and Conte, pretty much they've had disastrous seasons, really. They should be... oh, no, Klopp. Klopp's okay. Klopp's just... not. They've spent a lot of money, but he's got them going again. So Klopp would be fine.
Yeah. Oh, in terms of job security?
Yeah. Wenger's been a disaster. He had an awful 3 months there.
I hope he finishes the top four and wins the cup. It'd be so funny.
I would obviously like that, but I would die laughing at it. I'd be like, that is so typical.
Yeah. Well, United won the League Cup, so...
oh, great, yeah.
But what I'm saying... all right,
point... look, to me, the League Cup's a nothing cup until you get into the final, or the semi-final. When you get to that, you win it, it's well done.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's... yeah. But what I'm saying is, Liverpool won nothing. Liverpool haven't won that in seasons.
So. I know that. Yeah.
And Spurs.
I do that.
This is me just getting defensive.
Yeah, no, I do. I can't believe... I just don't think a team like Man United should have the mentality of, oh, we better rest these plaids, or we'll leave these.
No, it feels kind of moisey.
It's
like, stay for the draw, lads. Just don't lose. Like that moisey attitude. Oh, listen, boys, just don't lose.
We're getting ready for the big match against Ajax. You should beat Ajax, though. Yeah, I think it's done now because like Ajax score, but their defenders are so bad. I think they'll win that 2-0. I think United.
Yeah, like I think United will.
They've already had their scare. They should have been beat by Celta Vigo. It was embarrassing. Like, you know.
Yeah.
John Guidetti had a a pretty bad game. But no. United had that game sewn up at halftime, and next thing they just, like, overall, of course, United should have won, but also...
No, but they just took their foot off, and it got away from them.
Eric Bailly, and I don't know... See, I don't know what UEFA are doing. How did Antonio Valencia not get banned?
For what?
For the uppercut that he's just delivered.
Just a tank, isn't he?
Like, you know when you go back, I don't know what the rule is anymore. Do they look at that and go, all right, Eric Bailey's hit someone. Clearly your man said something horrific because they both flipped instantly. You know what I mean? Obviously, and he dived as well afterwards. But I was just like, and Bailey hits him, red card, stupid. It's incredibly stupid thing. But Antonio Valencia just hit him with a right hook. And they just, I was like, well, that's
I think
him.
If Valencia connected with a hook, though, your man's head would be gone. Yeah, your man's a tank.
Yeah.
I think
he
avoided suspension for showing mercy. I think UEFA were like, Tony V could have killed him.
Ah, yeah. Okay,
we let him off.
Yeah. Drop right hook.
Yeah.
Bring him into the octagon.
Pretty much. It'd be like if Alexander Overeem just pushed somebody over, they'd be like, don't be at that, but could have been worse.
My highlight of my season is there's not much highlights for an Arsenal fan here, but. The highlight of my season is Ander Herrera being terrible the last five games. Yep.
And the little
sweet Xhaka shot hit him in the head and went in. I couldn't have dreamed of a better goal myself. Xhaka to kick the ball off Herrera's head. I actually think Xhaka wasn't going for goal. He just wanted to kick the ball off Herrera's head.
That would fit more with his character than trying to score a goal.
It's been great.
I
had to bring up Ander
Herrera. I think United are going to lose this weekend.
It's my bet, actually. One of my bets. Yeah, at Palace to beat them. But like, just because, who knows what they're going to, whatever.
Angel Gomez.
I don't think he'll start as many bad people as he said he will. He'll start enough of a spine.
Not bad players, young players.
Yeah.
Okay. Angel Gomez hasn't even played in the reserves.
Oh, really? Angel Gomez has all the promise of a
WWE champion.
Yeah. Angel Gomez. What about and Liverpool are they've just been consistent, I suppose. Like, I don't think they're that great. I think they're that great of a team. I think teams that below them are better than them. Like, I think Arsenal's still a better team than Liverpool. Like, at the start of the season, if they started the season right now and there's been no transfers next year, I'd be like, yeah, Arsenal's still a better team than that. That's if they keep the players. Like, I've actually completely given up on Arsenal. I don't care what happens anymore. I don't care if the players leave. If Sanchez leaves to another club, I'm like, fine. But if a Premiership team,
break my shit if United threw in a cheeky bid for him.
I don't know why they wouldn't. Like, and if he went to another Premiership team, he tops Adebayor for rattiness.
Adebayor doesn't.
Van Persie, Adebayor, Nasri. We didn't care about losing Nasri, though.
William Gallas.
Oh, Willie.
Just Angel Gomez, who is just won United's Youth Player of the Year, despite only being 16. That's the award for the reserve player. And this lad who's never even played in the reserves won it. Right?
Okay.
He's Nani's cousin.
Oh, my God.
So here's a photo of him as a baby with Nani and Ronaldo.
Okay, yeah.
And he's the England under-17 captain. He's going to be United's youngest ever player in the Premier League.
And he's at 16?
Mm.
Well, there you go. Angel Gomez. Who is that? United's youngest ever player, I wonder? Did you see Twan Zabi, no?
Having a Axel.
Had a cracking game against Arsenal. Well, he did as well as you could ask someone to do. And then had a nightmare in the next game.
He still has no profile picture in FIFA. He's just a silhouette.
Oh, really? He's still a silhouette. I played FIFA the last day, and I found someone with 38, was their rating. And I thought, I didn't know that was possible.
You know there's two Make-A-Wish kids in the NBA games? Aiden Green found them. He's like, why is there a 13-year-old in the game? Why is he unbelievable?
Oh.
And then, because not supposed to have any players under 18, you Googled them. Someone's Make-A-Wish was to get into the game.
And Make-A-Wish was to get in the game. Okay, say if... this is terrible, right? Say if I was a Make-A-Wish child, and I went in and I looked in the NBA, and I got my wish, but they put my stats up amazing. I'd be like, okay, that means I'm definitely going to die. If they're realistic with it, I'd be like, oh, they think I'm getting something.
Yeah, yeah. why is there a birth and death date?
Oh, God.
Age 16, despite whatever many seasons you play.
Oh, my God.
Carl Fletcher ghost appearance kind of thing.
Oh, my God. Well, I managed to flip that very quickly to make a wish in the NBA.
Boom.
Nowhere. Whoa. So Angel Gomez and a couple of 18-year-olds, yeah, they're playing who? Crystal Palace at Old Trafford?
Yeah, Benteke and Zaha have enough about them to go
it's
through
a, it's
a
risk on the team sheet being that bad, but I'd still put it on just for they're going to rest the people. But imagine
Pogba's going to play because he needs match fitness because his lad died, so he missed a few games. Eric Bailly is suspended for the final, so he's going to play. Rooney might get a run on because it'll be his last ever Old Trafford game.
Do you think it is?
Oh, fucking if I have anything to do with it now, it will be.
Yeah,
give him his round of applause.
Yeah, well done.
Cheers, Wayne, out the door.
Can we get all that money back, please?
Yeah,
just the money frees up in wages. Half the team, much like Man United, I think there's a lot of deadwood to get rid of.
In Arsenal.
Yeah, like I think as much as Arsenal's problem is buying a player here,
it's
there,
holding on to them.
It's also like getting rid of about five just to free up space. Because yeah. Every day a team sheet goes on, there's like who's playing right attack in midfield today? Could be any one of those six. So you never get like
you feel like Arsenal, like we need more centre midfielders, but they're not selling any centre midfielders. Like we'll just put them somewhere else on the pitch.
They need to get rid of
your left back now.
Need to get rid of El Neni. Like Cazorla's coming back as well, so that's another one in the middle.
Where we go in the summer.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be as good. Arsenal are putting their bets on him being great again. Yeah. I'm like, a year gone and he's at his age. I'd be like,
he'll
buy someone else.
To a mid-table French team
I'll go back to Sevilla Spain. Or something. Yeah. And just play 20 games a year. I don't know. They need someone. Arsenal bought that psycho left back from Schalke, so I'm happy
Jules
with that.
Or something.
But a bit of a laugh at least. Lad plays right back, left back, defensive midfield, and centre back, and he's a bit of a hothead, bit of screaming at his own players. So I think that's why they lifted him, but he left on a free transfer. The only reason I thought it was good is he turned down Chelsea and Juventus, so it was actually good teams after him. It wasn't like Arsenal nipped hold to the signing of.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? And he's Bosnian. What a Bosnian and. You need a Bosnian in your team.
Can't beat
a bit of Serbian,
yeah,
or something.
Right.
Baltic.
Bit of steel.
Bit of
that's somebody Vidic. For Walcott to have behind him to be terrified.
Yeah, or just somebody to murder Walcott.
Yeah.
And they just get cancel his contract at this stage.
Walcott is he's dead wood. More dead
I only put up with him because he's been there a long time, you know, so I feel like attached, but I'm like, yeah, go. Just go.
Just go on out there.
I think Chamberlain saved his Arsenal career the last few games. I think he was on the way out. Liverpool were...
Oh, sorry, Chamberlain. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking of Chambers. I was like, he's...
That new position.
Yeah.
Chambers, yeah. No, get rid of Chambers. Chambers is...
see Whitman
he's on loan. He's on loan at Middlesbrough, but like that's exactly the level he should be.
Carl Rob Jenkinson's great. Gone.
Yeah, Jenkinson's not good enough either.
Holden's the reason he's playing three at the back, Wenger said.
Yeah, Rob Holden's great. Rob Holden was great at the start of the season, and I said, why is he not getting on anything Gabriel got on? And then he just dropped, you know, Wenger. He didn't play him for like... like 6 months there in the middle. Then
is
all of a sudden
still kicking around?
Right. So, I do not know what has happened to Iwobi. Because Iwobi was our player of the year till Christmas.
Yeah.
And then he was just our best player. Him and Sanchez. Then all of a sudden he got injured. But then he came back. He's been on the bench now for... And not even getting subbed on for like weeks and weeks. Like months now. 3 months. He's been just sitting on the bench. But I don't know what that is or what's he done or maybe he's not doing it in training. I don't know. But it's pretty weird. But anyway, that's it. So the everyone's relegated now as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's gone, aren't they?
Who we have? Sunderland, Hull, Middlesbrough.
Sunderland. My God.
Hull will be interesting to see because Silva was doing good stuff with them, but Watford have said that Mazzarri is leaving at the end of the season.
Yes.
And they're going to look for Silva. But there's also talk that if Southampton don't finish as high as possible, that they'll sack
Poole
and take Silva there. They'll be like, you're like new Pochettino.
Yeah, yeah, new Pochettino. Yeah. Like Claude Puel's destroyed Southampton. I think they're
not as fun to watch.
Boring as hell. Like if you were going,
he's like a melted waxwork of Johnny Giles.
Yeah, yeah, just kick it up long. I'm like, your players are better than that. Dusan Tadic and Bufal and Redmond. You have a very attacking.
Shane Long will run for days if you send him out there.
Jay Rodriguez, Gabby Adini. You have a great attack, but he just doesn't use it, Kenny. It's just long balls up. And like,
he's got the defense playing real well.
Yeah, considering they're all injured.
Yeah, Jack Stevens has been great.
Yeah, Yoshida. Virgil van Dijk's gone. I wonder where he's going. That is some buy. Virgil van Dijk will be an amazing buy for Man United. They're saying it's United, Arsenal, Barcelona, or Real. That's who you're up against them. He'll be brilliant. He'll be absolutely brilliant. That'll be a proper, like, oh, I'm done for 6 years.
Two good boys from Celtic there. Wanyama one season and Van Dijk the season before.
Yeah. Dembele this year.
Yeah.
But
the games are real nothing games. Like, you don't know who's going to play. Done.
Personally, I thought Arsenal were going to get the top four, but then last week it kind of, we got the 2-0. Against Sunderland, but we had 37. We needed that 4-0 there just to match Liverpool on goal difference. Because if Liverpool draw, we're now 2 goals behind Liverpool.
Right, okay.
So Liverpool draw and we win, Liverpool go free on goal difference at the moment.
Okay, you don't want that, yeah.
They had 2 goals and we had 37 attempts in goal against Sunderland.
Sometimes
and got
the crowd, you're like, rack them up. Rack them up here because Everton
are
going to
rack them up. Yeah,
Everton are tricky. Yeah.
So, in fairness now, if Arsenal won 2-0 against Everton and Liverpool draw, it goes to head-on-head. No, there is no head-on-head. It's goal scored, which probably still Liverpool, actually. It's probably
and
Liverpool.
Then it's
actually don't know.
There was talk of a 39th game.
There was, wasn't
might
it?
Have to do that, yeah.
That would be great.
That'd be real good.
That would be great. I'll take that.
Chelsea-Liverpool game the year Abramovich bought them. Just Gronkowski. Oh, yeah, that was an unbelievable game, and it was the winner gets fourth place.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
We go into these bets then, because as I said, because it's the end of the season.
We may as well finish this.
Everyone's kind of like, no one's playing for anything in particular. There's no one playing for international spot.
Yes.
There's no tournaments on.
Yeah.
Anyone who's angling for transfer isn't going to be like, this game at Hull is going to do it for me. Like,
yeah. Okay, so basically, bet-wise.
Yeah.
We have Stanley, I have to catch Stanley for 25 euro, and you have to get at least, this is your last chance now, Davey. Imagine if you won this out of nowhere, I would be so devastated. So we'll start with Andrew's bet. Andrew's went with a treble anytime goal scorer.
Okay.
Of Coutinho.
Yeah.
Probably likely they need to score, and it's against Middlesbrough.
Could see him leaving the summer, but yeah.
Yeah. Coutinho, that doesn't mean he won't score at the weekend, Davey.
No.
Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Who's had quite a good week.
Kane said in the interview today, he's like, I'm hoping to score 4 against Hull.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Because that'd take him above Lukaku.
No, he's 2 ahead of Lukaku.
He is 2 ahead, is he?
He's 2 ahead now, yeah. But he's probably
after the game,
4 more would be 30. He's on 26.
Yeah. I hope he gets them.
He's the first player striker in since Nistelrooy and Henry to score over 25 goals in 2
consecutive
years
in
a row. But he went with, what is it, Coutinho, Kane, and Lukaku against Arsenal, 9-1, all 10 on it.
Lukaku's got his eye on the door.
Yeah, I think Coutinho does too.
Lukaku now could be one who like bang in a few against Arsenal.
Yeah,
show a canoe against the top teams.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
yeah. How are you doing, Jose or Conte?
Yeah. I think so. I do think that'll be. Yeah, that's 9-1, 10 euro. I think he'll miss out narrowly. I think Lukaku's going to let him down. Or Coutinho. Coutinho might let him down. He'd probably do everything, but not actually score the goal.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to get my ins now?
Yeah.
I have two 5 euro bets.
Right.
Number one bet is Middlesbrough to beat Liverpool. 5 euro.
Right.
22-1.
Okay. Yeah.
Just for the fucking fairy tale of it. Just for the fact if that ever happened, I'd win the bet and Arsenal would beat Liverpool to fourth. And
yeah.
I could rub it into Stanley's face for years. So, that's that. The other one I've went for to catch him is West Ham to beat Burnley. Burnley's at home, in fairness. Now.
Yeah.
I just feel like they might give a last hurrah. And Palace to beat Man United. And that's 12-1. And that would win me it. couple of away wins there. That's basically what I'm going for. But Palace and West Ham.
So that
I'm actually going to get. I just got to get you get that entirely right. That'd
be you then ahead of Andrew if you.
Unless he obviously won his bet.
Okay. Well, I mean, neither of that really matters when I win mine.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about.
Which,
by the way, that bet was just before is actually my bet. West Ham and Palace to win is actually 9-1.
Okay. So I've Burnley to beat West Ham.
Oh, one of us is going down there.
Combined with
this is
Chelsea to beat Sunderland.
Okay.
Combined with Tottenham to beat Hull.
Yes.
Combined with Liverpool to beat Middlesbrough. Combined with Swansea to beat West Brom. Combined with Southampton to beat Stoke. Combined with Leicester to beat Bournemouth. Combined with Everton to beat Arsenal.
Rondon hat-trick would have been a better one there. You've just basically chose a team from every game and just...
I didn't have anything in my waters about the United Crystal Palace game. Because youngsters could prove themselves.
Yeah.
But also, wouldn't be surprised if Palace ran through them.
So you went in...
Full 10. Full 10 euro.
And all the odds and that.
209-1.
So you're going for 2,000 euro.
2,100.
You're going for a 2,000
euro.
You only need 100 just for the sake of the game. You not only trying now to just catch this.
I want to win for next year and the year after.
Obliterate. You just went into the entire.
I want to win so much that revenue are going to be suspicious about my bank accounts. Yeah.
So you went and looked at the entire fixture list and started taking one team off each and just flung it, just threw your tenner at it.
Yeah.
There's just
what.
I hope one lets you down. I hope one of them draw. That's what I hope happens. You seem really disappointed when I said that.
I mean, it's mean.
It is mean, yeah, but fuck you. Yeah. So, basically...
Bank!
So, basically, to win, if one of us... okay.
If those you all win,
if you won, you definitely win. Yeah. Like, that's not happening. Stanley went with a 9-1. I've got a 22-1. Middlesbrough to beat Liverpool, and then I hope that one happens. If that happens, it's the best day of my life. And then I have Palace and West Ham to win. I don't know why I just I just realized I put West Ham to beat Burnley. Burnley don't lose at home.
So I put Burnley to win.
And West Ham were one of the worst performances of all time.
So I have them to lose.
I just hope for no reason they go bye. Well, that was embarrassing. Play for Slavan.
Yeah.
Play for Slavan's career.
Slavan Bilic. He'll be gone as well.
Yeah, he shouldn't be. Oh, I suppose Kenny was bad, in fairness.
We'll be back during the week with a wrap-up.
Yeah.
And to present me with whatever I win for winning the bets.
Yes.
Rob, let's not look at the fantasy right now.
Yeah,
we'll look at it next week.
Rob has literally just went, you may have forgotten something. Let me lift my phone out there.
Nope. He sent a message in the WhatsApp group that I didn't even download. It's just a blurred square because I don't want to know until next week.
Okay, did you just do it there?
No, it's changed since.
Okay, well, essentially what happened is I have lost down. I'm like seventh, which is still the highest between all of the odds on people.
Yeah,
and I'll hold that. Stanley is... beyond boring in like 19th, like he stayed there the whole year, and Davey, you are losing to Rob.
Yep.
Who started?
Yeah, but 209-1, lads. Like that's gonna.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna see me through everything.
Yeah, of course. Imagine if Davey won the 209-1, and also had something like every player in his team got a hat trick. And he won the league as well. That's impossible.
But I wouldn't stop ejaculating. Like, I just would be...
I just realized I didn't play any of the my boosters in the fantasy football. So my last game is going to be like triple captain.
Oh, same. Oh, shit.
Triple captain, benches.
Have you done the same?
No, I've played them all.
Here we go, boys. Coming for you, Ryan.
Sanchez, triple captain.
You've all had... All right, bollocks.
That's where we're going. Sanchez, triple captain.
Oh, I'll do something.
Yeah, you'll do something. You'll be... Like anyway, I have absolutely no hope for Davey.
Not the only one.
Yeah. No, just
what?
What is this, a call from my parents? Yeah. So that is it. Listen, guys, we'll have a wrap up next week.
Will Andrew be here? Will he not?
Is.
It's the biggest bet of them all.
Apparently he is. He's supposed to be here today, but he apparently is around next week. He just decided to turn up. On the lat, you know, I think even if he was in like the Middle East or Australia, I think he would turn up just for the fact he won. he would fly back.
Yeah,
for
with his winnings.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, we'll catch you next week, basically. Follow us on Odds On Pod and Sentinel Audio, basically. And
At Davey Riley.
Don't follow that. Come on now, Davey. What's that all about? Yeah, what did you do? And you can find me at
Breitbart.
Yeah, Breitbart. Perfect.
At Young Fine Gael.
At Young Fine Gael. Same thing. Okay, see you later, guys.
This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.